If we can't say it on the radio, we'll say it in a podcast. Unscripted, unpredictable, and on demand. The Pepper and Dylan After Show Show Podcast.
Check one, check two, check three.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself. We are rolling.
Okay, the Pepper and Dylan After Show Show in 10 minutes or less. There is no Dylan today. He was away this morning for the live show. Sent a text message saying he wasn't going to be able to make it because he was, quote, let me get the direct quote here. I don't want to misquote him. There it is. I won't be able to make it. Oh, let me read that again. I won't be able to make it in this morning. My throat is killing me and I am sweating buckets.
Yeah.
So
he got something.
He phoned me on Sunday. It was the oddest phone call. He phoned me. I was at the kitchen counter with my daughter. And my phone rings, and I was like, oh, it's Dylan. And I said, hey. He says, hey, what's that thing called? And maybe he'll bring it up this week. I don't know. He said, what's that thing called when you're in the drive-thru and you pay for somebody? And then I said, courtesy? And he said, no, like you pay for the person behind you.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, pay it forward. He said, yeah. I said, all right, thanks. And then we got off the phone.
That was it.
Yeah. So I didn't know what he was getting at there. I didn't know if he forgot the name, but he seemed very intensely focused on getting that answer from me. So I was really looking forward to him being in today, and I would ask him what the hell that phone call was all about. So maybe I'll be asking him tomorrow what that phone call was all about.
Yeah, maybe.
What's that thing called when you're in the drive-thru and you pay for somebody behind you? Pay it forward. Okay, thanks. And that was it for that was my chat with him this weekend.
Right.
So I don't know.
Okay. Well, he's alive.
That's good. We know that. Hopefully, he'll be in tomorrow. I don't know what kind of shape he'll be in for the continuation of the Biggest Loser Club, because usually, if he's sick, he doesn't really feel much like working out. So, I don't know what that means for my participation tomorrow in the Biggest Loser Club or not. I'm happy to do it.
No, it's good. But like when you first start doing it, like it really wears your body down. You got to be careful.
Yeah.
If he was working out good Thursday, Friday.
Yep.
If he just had a wild weekend, that's going to wear him down.
What kind of wild weekend would Dylan have?
Well, like he said, he's going to order more KFC than anyone's ever seen.
Okay, so he had an indulgent weekend.
Like, that's going to just kill your body.
The wild weekends for Dylan are a thing of the distant, distant past.
Yeah.
The just driving to the airport and catching a flight wherever it goes, or going to Las Vegas on Saturday night at 11 o'clock to try and get back to work by Monday morning.
Right.
Those days are, that is the least Dylan thing of all now.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay, so you want this now?
Yeah, you have to.
Pepper and Dylan Show, 10 minutes or less. How much time are we at right now?
We're at 2.
Okay, I got 8 minutes to squeeze this in. Now, hear me out when I say this, right? You're not going to believe it, and you're going to poke holes in it.
And I'm sorry because I exposed you. You kind of told me this off the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured, hey, we gotta bring this to the show.
New couple friends.
I don't know if they're going to be.
But you don't know who it is, right?
So maybe they're uncomfortable with you bringing this up. Maybe they don't want to be associated with you.
Oh, I could imagine that. But they don't know me yet, okay?
They don't know you
yet? They don't know me yet. So here's the situation. We've got a potential for new couple friends, right? Coral and I don't have a lot of couple friends.
Okay.
Right? We've got... In fact, I don't think we have any couple friends. The one couple friend we have, I've never met the husband. So I wouldn't count that as a couple friend yet. Yeah.
No, that doesn't count.
Right? That doesn't count.
No.
Like,
no.
We know the wife. We both know the wife. And we know she's married. But I've never met the husband.
Count.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't count.
So that's not a couple friend.
Yeah.
So we don't really have any couple friends. And then we have a few friends that are like in relationships. But like, we don't know like, she knows my friends, but she doesn't know any of their partners. So right. That doesn't count either.
I think when we're...
Those aren't couple friends.
Yeah, couple friends means it's another couple
right.
You hang out with.
So we don't have any couple friends, all right? So this might be our first couple friend, all right? Hear me out, because you're not going to believe it.
Okay.
And again, delicate right now, but potential.
Okay.
I need to be very, very... I need to be very sensitive about how I handle the next few weeks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
My fiance, Coral... is a yoga instructor.
Right.
Right? So she does several yoga classes, instructs several yoga classes a week, including one on Sunday mornings. And her Sunday morning yoga class is quite a popular class. I'd tell you more about it, but I've never been.
In fact, you've never been to her yoga class ever.
I've never been to any of her yoga classes.
She told me that.
Yeah, I know she did.
She tried
I think
to get,
it bothers her.
She wants me to try to get you to
it's
go.
It's too hot. It's so hot
that's
in
the
there.
That's the best kind of yoga.
It's so hot. I feel like I feel lightheaded.
It's kind of the point of it. You got to hydrate.
So
get into it.
She teaches this yoga class or instructs it. Are you teaching yoga? Or are you instructing? She leads a yoga, whatever. She does a yoga class on Sundays. And it's quite popular in St. Albert. And I think it's like one of the most popular yoga classes of the week at this studio. And she's very proud of it. And so many people sign up and she gets great like feedback about how great it is.
Sure.
And word of mouth has traveled that her yoga class is awesome. So at the studio that she teaches yoga at, there's also a Pilates room. Have you ever done Pilates?
No.
It's neat. It's like an old medieval torture device that you do yourself. It's interesting.
Okay.
And it feels pretty good. And I think if you're going to a good, intense enough class, you'd really, really like it. I don't have the coordination down yet.
Okay, wait a minute. Because you think all exercise is torture.
Yeah.
But this is more torturous?
It just looks like one of those devices like in the medieval times that they like a rack that they'd put you on and like stretch you out a little bit. It looks like that.
Okay.
It's really, really good. I think you'd love it. I think a lot of people do love it. And word has traveled that this Pilates class is really good. So there's at this studio that Coral is a yoga teacher at, they have a Pilates class and then the next hour they have Coral's yoga class, right? Mm-hmm. So Coral often goes to prepare her yoga class while the Pilates class in the other room is in session. The Pilates class has gotten more and more popular on Sundays as well. It's okay. The place to be, apparently, on Sundays.
All right.
It's not the place I am, but it's the place to be on Sundays, right?
Okay.
So apparently at this Pilates class, there was somebody of pretty high esteem and regard at this Pilates class. And the owner of the yoga studio was very excited that this person was there because it might even be an opportunity to expose the business a little bit.
Okay.
So she encouraged this person after the Pilates class, this person with a friend, by the way, after the Pilates class to stay for a coffee or the yoga class. They stayed. My fiance was teaching the yoga class.
Oh, look at that.
They really enjoyed themselves at the yoga studio.
They're like the instructor.
It's Connor McDavid's wife.
No, it's not.
Hear me out.
There's no way.
It was.
Somebody guessed that this morning.
With Leon Draisaitl's wife.
You're lying.
So they both, hear me out now, okay?
No way.
So they made like small talk. And I think the owner, who's like friends with my fiance, was like really trying to like be super friendly and say, oh, we're so glad you came and try and really help, like encourage him. Oh, you should come again. I don't know if she offered free classes or whatever, right? And then Coral was right there and they're like, oh, we really love you guys. Oh yeah, Coral's our best yoga instructor. You should come to the yoga class. So if they come, hear me out now, Robbie. If they come back, either one, I'll be friends with either one. In fact, part of me thinks Draisaitl would be a cooler friend than Connor McDavid.
I think they both
right?
Cool.
Connor McDavid seems kind of boring, to be honest.
Oh.
Leon Draisaitl seems like he'd be a fun guy, and he loves dogs.
Well, so does McDavid. They both do.
Does McDavid love dogs?
He loves his dog.
I don't get that vibe from him. I get the vibe from Leon Draisaitl, because on the intermission, it'll show Draisaitl at the Humane Society, you know?
Right.
He looks like he loves a dog. How could you not love my dog, right?
Right.
They have puppy yoga coming up.
Wow, okay.
Anyhow, so if we play the cards, and I get it, this might be a bit anticlimactic, but you can see where I'm at right now.
Right.
Because they were chatting it up after the yoga class.
Wow, okay.
Coral, the owner of the yoga studio, Draisaitl's wife, and Connor McDavid's wife, Lauren, and I don't know Draisaitl's wife's name.
Lauren, it escapes me right now.
Kyle is Connor McDavid.
Right, anyway, right. Yeah, right? Big deal for sure.
Now, I can't go ahead and call, hey, Connor McDavid's wife. I can't do that because then I'm going to be like fanboying, right? Mm-hmm. But the good thing is I'm not a diehard hockey fan. I like watching hockey. I root for the home team, right?
Right, you're a football guy.
So I would come across as somebody who's like, just friends, you know?
Right. Now, okay, don't take
How do we play this? How do we get Connor McDavid at my house for dinner?
Okay, don't take this the wrong way.
Okay.
There's a bit of an age gap.
How old is Connor McDavid?
Okay, so I believe...
He's got to be in his late 40s, isn't he?
I believe he was born in 97. That's why he's 97.
Is that right?
So he's 28.
Okay.
28, 29.
Okay.
Right?
I'm pretty cool, though.
So you got up 20 years on him.
Yeah.
That's not a big... Because you're cool for your age.
Right. But like hockey players... See, there's probably like an older guy on the team, you know? Like a 49-year-old is probably on the team.
No, it's Corey Perry. I think he might be pushing 40.
There you go. See, I'm pretty close. So they can all be friends. He can be friends with me. Age, I can be friends. How do I do it, though? How do I get Connor McDavid? Now, look, it's going to be mainly on Coral, right? So Coral's going to have to kind of wiggle in there to be friends with him. But I bet they do deal with that all the time.
Oh, of course they do.
And so how do you genuinely say, like, hey, we should be friends, and you got to meet my fiance, and you should bring your husband? Oh, are you married? Oh, really? You are married? You should bring your husband. What's your husband's name? See?
His name's Con.
Yeah, Connor. Oh, Con. Okay. Well, we'd love to meet him. See?
Wow.
And then the whole time he's at my house for dinner, don't even act like I know him. Just, oh, this is Coral's friend's husband. Oh, good to meet you.
And just play dumb?
Play dumb the whole time. Maybe do one of these. Like, hey, you look really familiar to me. Do you get that a lot? Just do that. But don't say anything else.
I like how you're going
to
downplay it.
So how do I get Connor McDavid to my house for a couple's dinner? And what should I make?
Okay, first of all, okay, it may be impossible because you don't want to go anywhere near the yoga studio.
No, because
you're
too hot.
Because you're so lazy.
Too hot.
That might be the key.
But why would I have to go to the yoga studio? See, I'm letting them create their friendship first. And sure. Then, oh, you should come over for dinner. You can meet my husband. Bring your husband along. Eh?
Right. I feel like if you went to yoga, it would show that you support your partner. You're active, so you have more things in common. Maybe she'll drag her husband to yoga.
To the yoga class.
Because her friend's husband supports her and goes.
Okay.
That's one way to go at it. That's not the only way.
Okay.
Right? You might have to...
But again, we want to limit my exposure to them, right?
Yeah.
So nothing would chase them away more than me, right?
You're so overbearing.
They need to come to me to want to be friends with me.
Wow.
And I've got to be on my best behavior. Once I go there, all bets are off. See, yeah. Coral's the one. My fiance is the one that has to do the charming here.
Mm-hmm.
She has to kind of go out and trap them and bring them back to our cave.
Don't kidnap anybody.
No, kidnapping.
Okay, you caught me off guard here because you
didn't expect that.
No, because you always blow things out of proportion. This is what I thought you were going to say today. The owner of an ice cream shop in St. Helens and Tudor Glen.
Traded in a second.
Famous couple or something dumb like that. Not to downplay that position, but wow.
How do I parlay this into friends? Because they'd be awesome friends to have.
Oh, you're going to ruin it.
Think about the advantages, the benefits you'd have from it. And I know that this sounds opportunistic. Hear me out. The benefits and advantages to having a couple's friend that is like Connor McDavid or Leon Draisaitl. The number one thing that comes to mind is you're not going to see them very much.
Right?
Right? You're only going to see them like once, two, three times a year. That's it. He's too busy, right?
You're not going to be forced to play, like, have card game night.
Exactly. So you'd get excited when it's couples night because it's only a handful of times a year. You're not doing it every month. It's right?
And you know they'll want to leave early.
Right. Exactly. Yes. There are so many benefits to having it. And it has nothing to do with their celebrity status. Although, pretty cool, eh?
Might be cool.
Yeah. Then there's the drawback. So you can be couples friends pretty tight with some couples. Josh and Kristen Klaassen were very close with them when I was married.
Very well known.
And we would go on vacation together, right? That was fun. The problem with going on vacation with your couples friend, if your couples friend is Connor McDavid, I can't afford the vacation that they would be going
you
on.
You couldn't. No, because right? they will hop
That's
on a...
different level stuff.
Yes. Private jet on a moment's notice.
However, would they want you to come so bad, then they might... You know,
that's a stretch,
right?
But you do have the I mean, there is a lot of ups and downs to this.
So, what do I need to do here to leave a good impression on Connor McDavid and Lauren Kyle when they come to our house for dinner?
Okay, most important thing: don't say anything publicly.
Okay. Okay.
Don't put them on blast in a podcast.
Okay. Don't say anything about that. Don't mention that they're coming.
Don't mention that they went to yoga in a podcast that gets posted.
Okay. Good. Good.
Especially not on the Seeker app.
Gotcha. All right.
Okay. So that's the first thing you should do.
Okay. Starting now.
Okay.
All right.
Second thing, just do not be yourself.
Ah, I was worried you were going to say.
You can't be overbearing because... you know how you fall in love so easily?
So easily.
You also fall into friendships so easily, it seems. You just meet someone and you're like, ah, guy's my new best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And you just want them to be everything to you. Mm-hmm. You just can't be overbearing.
Okay.
Without a doubt, you can't be overbearing.
Should I play hard to get from dinner at our house? And should Connor be going like, still don't know if he likes me, though. He's hard to read. Like, I don't... I'll have to come back and hang out. Maybe we'll have him over to our house next week for dinner, right?
That's a good strategy because you know that he's got yes men all around him.
Oh, yeah.
And people who just want to be his friend no matter what. Right. They want somebody real.
Right, so play hard to get.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
think the right move is to not know who he is. I think that's a smart move, right?
But so he's also smart, so he's
going to know. Coral invites Lauren over for dinner and says, hey, you should come. Do you have a husband? Do you have kids? What do you have? Oh, I have a husband. Okay, well, bring him. We'll have a nice dinner. It'll be a nice night, right? And then so he comes, and this is Lauren. I'll say, oh, hi. So this is Rob. This is my husband, Connor. Oh, hey, Connor, good to meet you. Hey, come on in, guys. Hey, Connor, say a word.
It's like, what do you do?
Yeah, what do you do? Yeah.
But you can't play completely dumb. Like, oh, okay, yeah.
He might like not talking about it.
But he'll know. Like, how can you not know who he is in this city? Well, he is bigger than ketchup in this city.
So he would think that I'm fibbing then. He would think that I'm trying to be, okay.
And play dumb, but not too dumb.
Get a load of this guy, not caring that I'm in his house. Yeah, there's a delicate balance here. So I got to know who he is, but not very well.
Right.
So do the thing like, I'm sorry, I don't watch hockey. I don't know. Is that a good thing that you do? Or are you any good? Like that?
Yeah. Are they still, yeah.
You look familiar. Do you work at Go Auto? I can do that.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
See?
Because
you go.
That's believable because he's on those Go Auto commercials.
Mm-hmm.
I like where you
think about it because I have a week until the next yoga class. I don't even know if she'll be back to the yoga class. I think she will. It sounded like it went pretty well. There's a little friendship. They had a good conversation is all I'm saying.
Sure. But I mean, she seems so like personal. She seems to like really latch on to Edmonton.
Yeah.
Where you think you've heard stories of other hockey players' wives who just hate it here.
Right.
And went out. But she actually seems to genuinely like it.
Right.
You don't want to turn her off from that.
Right.
And ruin this for Coral.
And not to mention, guys, if this friendship does go well, I'm doing everybody a favor by him putting more roots down. If he gets an offer to go play somewhere else, he'll be like, I can't. We've got these couple friends.
Our best friends here.
Exactly. Hmm? I can ask him to come help, you know, build the deck or something.
He'll be living in your shed in no time.
You know what I mean?
He'll be the new Robbie.
It's pretty good. They have a lot of responsibility. It might be my job to keep Connor McDavid in town if this plays out right. Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
Do you think he would be like if Lauren came home and said like, hey, I met somebody at yoga. She's really, really nice and she wants us to come over for dinner. And do you think Connor would be like, ugh, I don't want to go to their house for dinner. He's going to ask me all these questions.
For sure.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. It's going to be very hard.
Yeah.
That's why I almost feel like you have to suck it up.
Yeah.
And you have to go to yoga. You have to be involved. You have to make your impression there because it's going to be hard enough to get them to your house.
Yeah.
And if Lauren meets them both, like this, oh, they're so nice, both of them. They're great.
Okay. Okay. So how do I be nice? honestly, how do I be like, this seems like a good couple. Just don't say anything, right? Like, just be like, hey, good to meet you.
Yeah. Don't be creepy.
All right.
Right.
Should I tell any sweet jokes?
No. I mean, no.
Don't tell any sweet
jokes. Don't tell any sweet
jokes. Okay.
You're going to mess this up.
So just, well,
you're going to mess this up for all of us.
That's why. I know. That's the thing. That's why my best play. What? Okay.
I'll pretend to be you.
Okay.
So that when they come for dinner, it's me and Coral.
Okay.
I'll charm him.
Okay.
I'll do my best.
Mm-hmm.
He'll really like that pepper guy.
Yes.
And then all is good.
So the whole time they'll think that their couple friend are you and my fiance.
So every once in a while when they want to get together, I'll come for dinner.
And I'm making this sacrifice. Why?
Because
to keep Connor McDavid in town.
To keep him in town.
Okay.
To have that connection.
Right.
Like, so at least we all have like access if we need him.
Okay.
Right? And just to have.
See, this is why we need to talk about it.
Yeah. We need to do something so you don't mess this up.
Okay. Well, the first step is let's see if she's back on Sunday.
Yeah.
At this next yoga class.
Yeah, and if you're so right? against going, like, right. I understand.
Yeah,
but,
it's too hot, Robbie. It's too hot. I couldn't do that.
I know, but complaining.
I can't think of anything that would make me go into a room that hot for an hour.
Come on.
I couldn't. I don't know.
It's so good for you.
I know. But it's also, it's too hot. Why does it have to be so hot? And she can't turn the heat down because everybody else seems to like it hot.
Yeah, it needs to be hot. The right? sweat. The sweat's part of it.
Yes.
Yeah, so start.
Maybe one day. Maybe when I'm feeling a little bit better. Let me keep up with this little workout here,
okay.
right?
Okay. It's probably best you stay away so you don't mess anything okay. up. I think you have to really let Coral...
She's going to take the lead on this, right? Well, yeah. I told her you got to make friends with her. And I said, why don't you invite him over for dinner? She's like, well, we're not there yet. But she said yet.
Well, of course not yet.
Right.
But, I mean, yeah, that's there's potential here. Like, I was skeptical coming into this. But
you like this, right?
There's promise.
Then there's the whole stepson element to this.
Well, you can't be overbearing. No,
because Coral's son is a really heavy hockey player, a big hockey fan. He would know right away. I don't know if he could play it cool. So we got to do it when he's not there. Because if he blows the cover of the whole thing, then we've got problems.
Yeah,
right?
You can't really bring that up because right. Connor's going to know yeah, maybe yeah. there's ulterior motives.
All right.
Right? You got to play it just really cool. I like the way you're thinking with the pretending you don't know who he is.
Yeah, that's
but
a
not
good
too
move.
Much.
Okay.
Just pretending you don't care.
Right.
Like you can acknowledge that you know him, but yeah. be like, ah, I'm a football guy. I'm a coach. I'm yeah, football. Yeah, I'm yeah. Bills. Okay. He might appreciate because he's from Ontario.
Yeah.
He may be a Bills fan too.
You never know. Do I give him a tour of the house? Because it feels like giving Connor McDavid a tour of your house is probably the least impressive thing you could do. You know, when you have people come over and like, oh, give me the tour. Hey, give him a tour of that house. Two, three-bedroom house in St. Albert?
No.
And here we've got another bathroom.
You show them the bathroom with the hand dryer in
yes.
it? Which is pretty cool. You don't mm-hmm. see that everywhere. But mm-hmm. that, after that, no.
Okay.
I don't think there's much. You just play it cool.
So there's no tour. You don't offer a tour of the house, right?
I wouldn't even go as far as Airbnb-ing a house.
Okay.
That's a lot cooler than yours. So that when they do come over, yeah. they think you're way cooler.
Okay.
And just keep some framed pictures of the kids on
Very
hand.
Smart. Okay.
And just play it as cool as you can.
Okay, well, step number two, let's see what happens on Sunday.
Sure.
But I needed a plan to figure out. So tell Coral just to go. I won't come. Be yourself. Try and initiate another conversation.
Yes.
Don't invite him over for dinner yet.
Not yet.
Okay. Couple classes, couple weeks.
Yeah.
We're going to be in playoffs.
Oh, shoot. That's right.
Right?
That's right. You can't mess that up.
She'll be probably pretty free during playoffs, right? Because he's traveling. He's focused on the playoffs. So
I think she'd probably travel a lot with him.
They can really connect a good friendship there. And then by the time the season's over, hey, now that the season's over, I want you to introduce you to this new couple that I met. That's pretty good.
I guess.
There you go, Robbie.
I was planning to go to Hawaii, but yeah. I guess we'll stay in
yeah,
Edmonton.
Yeah, we'll stay in Edmonton, go over for some shepherd's pie and some toast.
Oh, my God.
Right?
And
this is garlic toast.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, it's got to be healthy.
Oh, you don't know that. The season will be over. He'll want to indulge a little bit.
I don't know. You be careful dietary.
Make some Jell-O pudding.
Some pudding.
Jell-O pudding's the best, Robbie. Just
shepherd's
a cup of milk
pie,
and some Jell-O powder. You make a pudding. Toast? It's so good. They'll love it.
Ew.
Yep.
But just remember, don't mention any of this publicly
Nothing.
On the radio or on a podcast.
Not a thing. Not, you're right.
Don't mention Lauren Kyle or McDavid
Not
or
thing.
Anything where anyone can hear.
You got it. Okay. That's right. You guys keep it on the down low.
Don't tell them.
This is very delicate right now. So step number two will be on Sunday. I'll update you. Only on this podcast will I update you on what's going on.
Okay, perfect.
The developing friendship between...
And don't scare them away.
Connor McDavid, Lauren Kyle, and my fiance and I.
We also don't want to scare him out of the city because...
Right, right.
Because,
what if we had a falling out?
If you're the reason he leaves McDavid, the city will never
right.
forgive you.
Right.
And you have the ability to creep right. them out and just turn them
so
off.
So it might be best not to, for him not to get to know me at all.
I mean, ideally.
Yeah.
But you can't.
I can take it seriously. I'll take this responsibility seriously.
I don't know if you have that ability.
Hmm.
I'm still willing to tag
don't
in.
Don't forget, we could just be Draisaitl's friend, too. He's already under contract.
Right.
That might be the safer bet, right?
There you go, Draisaitl.
We'll see who Coral gravitates towards more, okay?
Right.
It'll either be Connor McDavid's wife or Leon Draisaitl's wife, or all of us. Oh, imagine all of us.
All of you.
That's too many people. I don't have enough shepherd's pie. I don't have a tray big enough for that amount of shepherd's pie.
Don't feed them shepherd's pie.
I'd have to go to Superstore, get a whole new casserole dish. It's too much. Don't. Just one of them.
No, put a little more thought into the dinner than that.
Shepherd's, but that's the beauty of shepherd's pie.
Let me look at this up.
They all come in for you with shepherd's pie. They're like, ah, look, this guy doesn't care at all.
This guy is...
this guy just made shepherd's pie. What a dude.
Connor McDavid's favorite food.
I bet you shepherd's pie is on there.
Let's see. What does he eat? What's his favorite food? Oh, he's a big candy guy.
Okay.
He's got a pretty big sweet tooth.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
What?
I love licorice.
Do you think it's Twizzlers or do you think it's licorice? No, Rob, licorice. That's your big
beef. He knows what real licorice is. It says, I'm a pretty boring guy. I eat the same thing before every game, chicken and rice.
Oh, yeah, but it's not game time. It's just come over with the couples night.
This is our window. This is when he can't fall off the rails.
Shepherd's pie.
Shepherd's pie.
Shepherd's pie. That is perfect. I make a good shepherd's pie.
Okay. Don't mess it up, please.
I won't.
We need a cup.
Okay.
We don't need you scaring McDavid out of town.
I'll be on my best behavior.
That's very cool. If you could be.
I will update you on Monday with the developing couples relationship.
Okay.
Connor McDavid and Lauren Kyle or...
Whatever you need from us to
Leon Draisaitl. I don't care, right? But I don't know about you pretending to be me.
Well, I'm not saying I'm any better than
it's
you.
It's a smarter move.
I just know I'm not going to talk about Biff the Bulldog's anal glands while I'm eating shepherd's pie.
They like dogs. They might be interested on if they need to be drained, which they do, by the way.
Yeah, but you don't need to hear about that at a couple's dinner.
Well, it's not like I do it. I get it. I get that. I outsource draining anal glands.
But you get nervous and sweaty things get out of hand.
I'm sweaty right now just thinking about it.
I know.
All right, step number two, I'll update you next Monday. Sound good?
Good luck, Pepper.
What's our time? Did we hit 10 minutes?
We crushed it. Yeah, 26.
Ah! All right. That is the Pepper and Dylan After Show in 10 minutes or less. We'll talk to you with another podcast on Wednesday. Ask us anything. Send Robbie a question. You can send us during the live show. Any question you want answered, we'll do it on Wednesdays with Ask Us Anything.
You got it.
Pepper and Dylan. On Kiss.